We're joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. Ben, welcome back to the show. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking some time this afternoon. Before we get to previewing the Super Bowl, it was just reported a couple, best 25 minutes ago, that the Broncos team bus was involved in a minor accident, Ben. What are the odds that Broncos fans somehow blame this on Bill Belichick and the Patriots?
I saw that on Twitter, yeah. I mean, you got to blame somebody, right?
Yes, so exactly.
He's just because he's out of the playoffs doesn't mean he's not still pulling strings, maybe.
Yes, it's the bye. We're only joking, by the way, before Patriots fans get all worked up. Super Bowl week, they have that bye week in between the conference championships and the Super Bowl. We had the Pro Bowl. Did you watch the Pro Bowl yesterday?
I caught a little bit of it. Missed any real action, yeah. But I'm not sure if there was any going on.
Is there any, and we're talking a lot today on the show about how the NHL All-Star game got everyone kind of really excited again, and it had people talking. Is there anything the Pro Bowl could possibly do besides voting John Scott in that would get people interested in it?
I think at some point you might just have to scrap the game, or I know it would help offensive and defensive linemen, but if you make it just flag football or something, you know, nobody wants to get hurt at the end of the year, and I don't blame them, but maybe a skills competition or something would make it a little bit more interesting, because the way it is right now, it's awful.
It is. Like, I couldn't even tell you the score right now. I thought, I was trying to find highlights. It's definitely probably one of the least talked about All-Star games. Well, let's focus on a game that does matter, Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and the Panthers. Ben, in your opinion, what's the biggest storyline heading into this game and why?
Biggest storyline, I think, you know, I hate to say it, but I think it's still coming down to Peyton Manning and fighting his Super Bowl demons on top of, you know, kind of just his new physical limitations that he didn't have in previous Super Bowls, where he kind of didn't live up to expectations. Denver's defense is so good that they're going to give the team a chance, but I think Cam Newton and the Panthers are going to do enough against them that Denver's going to need a little bit from their offense, even if it's just a little bit. And I don't know if Peyton Manning can give them even a little bit.
Peyton's really been really coy about his plans for after this season, Ben, but in your opinion, win or lose, is Peyton Manning walking after this game, or do you think he still thinks he has something left in the tank?
I think he still might think he has something left in the tank, but, you know, he's a smart enough guy that he might get out of the situation ahead of himself a little when he realizes nobody really wants him to quarterback anymore. I think Denver, you know, they've got the decision to make with Brock Osweiler, who's a free agent. If they go with Peyton for another year, then Osweiler might go to another team. And I'm not saying he's, you know, the next big thing, yep, but he's certainly someone that defense can win with. So I don't know if Denver wants to risk losing Osweiler for, you know, the uncertainty that Peyton Manning is right now, let alone in a couple months from now when they start the next campaign.
One quarterback we know will be back next year, obviously Cam Newton. He's still a very young man. This is his fifth season in the NFL as a full-time quarterback. He had his best season stat-wise, 35 touchdowns through the air, only 10 interceptions, ran in 10 more touchdowns on the ground. What's been the biggest difference in Cam Newton's game from when he first entered the NFL to now? Is it simply just he's a more mature player?
I think that certainly helps. You know, and I think he alludes to that too. He sulked a little bit when he was younger. He's definitely a leader, but he's just he's Rob Gronkowski at the quarterback position. I mean, you'd think somebody would figure out a way to stop him by now, and they just haven't. He's just kind of revolutionizing that position, and I think, yeah, now that he's a little more mature and has that experience in the league, it's going to take a lot to stop a guy like that.
We're joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca, talking Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and the Panthers. How much credit should head coach Ron Rivera get for his team going 15-1 and really kind of walking through the postseason?
Yeah, he's, I mean, he almost got fired how many times, and people still kind of poke fun at him, Riverboat Ron and stuff like that. But I think, you know, we've got to realize that this guy is at the head of one of the best teams we've seen in a long time. And, certainly, if he gets the Super Bowl come Sunday, then we definitely have to think about him as one of the best coaches in the league. As strange as that sounds, coming from, you know, 3-4 years ago. Now, on the other hand, I mean, having Cam Newton quarterbacking your team would make a lot of coaches look pretty good.
Absolutely. And he also makes a lot of coordinators look good, as we're joined by Ben Fisher from TSN.ca. The offensive coordinator has been Mike Shula for pretty much since the start of Cam Newton's career with the Carolina Panthers. He's a former head coach in the college ranks. He's been there a long time with Ron Rivera. How much respect and love should Mike Shula be getting for this team going 15-1?
I was surprised that we didn't hear his name more often in the head coaching search. I definitely think he's the hot candidate, which normally takes up a lot of attention in the head coaching candidacies. But he's been great. He deserves a lot of credit for getting Cam Newton to where he is. I mean, everyone knew Newton was very talented, but it took a lot of work to get him to be the mature leader that he is, and I think Shula deserves a lot of that. And, I mean, their offense outside of Cam Newton is at least respectable. So, I mean, Shula, to me, didn't really happen this year, but I'd be surprised if he wasn't someone's head coach maybe next offseason.
Ben, which coach do you think got more out of their team this season? Was it Ron Rivera with the Panthers, or was Gary Kubiak with the Broncos?
Oh, that's a tie. I would probably stick with Rivera. Because as much as Cam Newton has taken a lot of the headlines, Carolina's defense is also very good. I mean, Luke Kuechly, Josh Norman are two guys that should probably be in the Defensive Player of the Year conversation, at least. Kubiak did a great job with that. Denver's defense is awesome, but their offense is not really impressed me all year. And I know, you know, a lot of that's Peyton Manning, but C.J. Anderson coming into the year was a big fantasy football player. People all wanted him, and their running game didn't impress me as much as I thought it would. So on that account, I'm going with Rivera for the better coach of the two this year, at least.
We have Media Day at Super Bowl 50 in a few nights. If you were at Media Day in San Francisco, who would be the one player in this game you'd like to get your microphone in front of? For me, it's Josh Norman. Just we saw he and Odell Beckham had earlier this year. Who'd be the one guy that you'd be going to talk to?
Yeah, Norman would be a good one. I'm fascinated by Kuechly. I mean, people talk about All-American or whatever. This guy just seems like the clean-cut guy you want to root for. And outside of that, he's just a monster performer. So I think he's kind of buried a little in terms of personalities on the Panthers, but he's just as important as a lot of them to their success.
Thomas Davis of the Carolina Panthers, he had surgery last week for a broken arm he suffered in the NFC Championship. If he's not able to go, who do you expect to see step up on the Panthers' defense?
That's another good. I mean, Kuechly's right there beside him, but Carolina really has to they've got to shut down the run game and put a lot on Peyton Manning. So I think that whole front seven has their work cut out for them. If they get rid of C.J. Anderson and Ronnie Hillman, then Peyton has to do a lot of work, and he hasn't yet thrown his first interception of the playoffs. So, you know, if he doesn't have a run game, I'm sure that's coming. So I think for Carolina, they really should focus on making Peyton beat them rather than them having sort of a two-pronged attack with the running game.
If it's third and long early in the first quarter of the Super Bowl and the Broncos have the ball, who do you think Peyton Manning's targeting with that third down pass?
I mean, if you look at last game, Owen Daniels might be up there. Demaryius Thomas is his most talented receiver, but he's got about 50, 60 yards receiving in the entire postseason so far. So I still think he'd maybe look at him, and maybe Emmanuel Sanders is a good option too. Kind of whoever Josh Norman is not covering might be Manning's best look on plays like that.
Super Bowl 50 between the Broncos and Panthers goes Sunday from California. Ben, a couple more quick ones for you off the field today. It was announced that Justin Tuck was retiring, and Calvin Johnson announced over the weekend, or at least told the Detroit Lions, that he was likely going to retire. Do you think we're going to see more of these players going out, retiring with still a lot of gas left in the tank?
Yeah, it's a sad story, but I absolutely see this trend continuing. And, Calvin Johnson especially had a lot left in the tank. But I think we're going to see, you know, 3-4 year careers that could go a lot longer. You know, you watch a movie like Concussion, and the first time a player sort of forgets something or whatever, I'd be terrified if I were them. So I think this trend is only going to get worse, unfortunately, for the sport. But hopefully they can somehow make it safer. I'm not sure they can, but in the meantime, we're going to see some shorter careers, I do think.
And speaking of being terrified, how terrified is Matthew Stafford, potentially knowing he won't have Calvin Johnson to throw to him?
I mean, most quarterbacks would be, but I don't know if Matthew Stafford thinks too much about stuff like that. It, just the way he plays sometimes, he's kind of just out there, you know, winging it and collecting a paycheck, I think. So a quarterback like Peyton Manning, yeah, he'd be terrified. Matthew Stafford, this might roll off his back a little too easy for Lions fans to like.
Lastly, Ben will get cheered on this one. As of right now, the Panthers are 6-point favorites to win the Super Bowl. Are you going along with that, or do you think we may see a Broncos upset?
I got to go with the Panthers. I mean, offense and defense. And again, I'm waiting for that first one, two, or even three Peyton Manning interceptions in the playoffs. Maybe I'm being too hard on them, but I'm sticking with the Panthers, yeah.
Well, you enjoy the game. It goes next week from San Francisco. Ben, I appreciate your time, and yeah, enjoy Super Bowl week.
Yeah, you too.
Ben Fisher from TSN.ca.